If it detracts away from the ability to get homes fixed, it needs to be after. But the public inquiry does need to happen, because we're still taxpayers here as well as victims. And we're entitled to know that the lessons are learned from this, and that there's a system put in place that ensures this never happens again. There are serious questions still out there, Donald, even with what's been manufactured today. No one, hand on heart, will answer the question and say that they can stand over blocks that are produced today, that they are mica-free, pyrite-free, or anything else. There's a reluctance to nail their colours to the flag on this one. And that's something that's deeply, deeply concerning. We're in a situation where today we can't even stand over what we've got. And I'm still waiting to hear who's going to put their hand up and say, yes, I can stand over that. No one's doing that to my knowledge. And we know we've got engineers on our scheme deeply concerned about some of the things that's going on here as well regarding the appropriateness of remediation schemes that involve repairs as opposed to complete demolishes. There is science around this stuff that is now evolving on the back of the fact that we've got more homes through the scheme than we had first time round, and the number of homes has been tested. That needs to be looked at and seriously looked at. But right now, the priority is making sure that we get our homes fixed and fixed properly.